Hi everyone, we're here today with Sarah McKinnon, who is a holistic lifestyle practitioner. And she also owns a business, Happy Healthy Humanity, with her husband, Ron. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Charlotte.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
It's good, the sun is out. So I just wanna, you know, get a little bit of your background of how you became a holistic practitioner and or have started this business with your husband.
So about 8 years ago, I got a juicer for my 30th birthday, and I started juicing and I started a raw food diet for a year. And that's what really got me to start to think about organic food and learning about what is in our foods that we eat. And coincidentally, my husband had recently had his gallbladder out, and that kind of got us starting to look at things like nutrition facts, like what is natural flavorings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, while I was on a raw food diet, I came off birth control, which I was on for 10 years, and my gut kind of like spiraled out of control at that point. After about 8 months in of not feeling right with my gut, I got diagnosed with ulcerative colitis and I was hospitalized. And so that was an incredible beginning to my healing journey. And so at the beginning, I did some Western medicine, immunotherapy, and things like that. I was on a drug called Remicade, which actually ended up making me sicker. And so because of some of the knowledge that I had already gained about living an alternative and clean and healthy lifestyle through the raw food diet, I knew that there was a different way of healing and that it wasn't through the immunosuppressant pharmaceutical medication. So I went, my husband and I went and we got all the knowledge and information we could about people who have healed themselves from ulcerative colitis holistically and naturally. I started seeing Dr. Dan at that time, who is a, you know, natural, holistic, natural healing doctor. He has a healing center in Newburyport. He taught me things about like, wisdom teeth and things like that. And then over time, my diet just continued to get healthier and healthier. And I would continue to flare over the years, but every time I flared, I would learn something new. So I now do ozone therapy sometimes every day, but at least three times a week. I have an ozone generator, and we actually also did a fecal transplant at home, which I don't recommend to everybody, but when you're in a crisis,
I've heard that. Yep.
We did do it at that, and it really changed the course of my microbiome at that time. So gut health is definitely something that I know a lot about because I've been through it myself. IBD, whatever you want to call it, the autoimmune, digestive autoimmune disease.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah, and I think that anybody having had, you know, gut issues myself, I can definitely relate, and I think it then only helps bring that compassion piece to your work and how you would be able to work with a client and come from a place of compassion and empathy and experience of all the different things that you've tried and know what's worked for you and what hasn't worked. So then tell me a little bit about, as you've gone through all that, and I know you've flared, tell me, I know this is sort of a fun fact about you, but I want you to share a little bit about your experience that you've just recently, I think maybe in the past year, maybe even less than a year, started doing that. You had the first winter, I think, first healthy winter. So tell the audience about that, because I think that's really fun.
So in October, my friend, so I love swimming in the ocean. It's like my favorite thing to do in the world. And so in October, my friend, she started sending me Wim Hof interviews with Russell Brandt, like incessantly. And so I had known about Wim Hof, but I didn't realize, I knew about cold showers and things like that for like 5 years. And so she says to me, Sarah, we could swim in the ocean in the winter. And I just got so charged up because I'd flare in the winters and I'd feel like if I could only swim in the ocean. And so not only is cold therapy possible, but it is, can heal, actually heal autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. And it's fun.
Yeah. Well, and you've had a really positive experience, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right. I'm just fearful. I still want to try it with you once, but I'm fearful of being cold. And just for the audience, Sarah and I were chatting before this, and my kids and husband go surfing sometimes early in the morning, and it bumped into Sarah. One morning, my husband thought they were four women, but he thought he could only hear noise, and he thought they were birds. And then he's like, then I look over and there are four women swimming. And he's like, they stay in the water for a long time.
Yeah, we stay like 10 to 15 minutes. So
So I like a fun fact about you, and it's really helped you. You said you've had like the healthiest winter.
It's really helped me, and it's now something that I teach because I did the Wim Hof fundamentals course online. Mm-hmm. And so with that comes, you know, it's a three part, it's the breath work, which Wim Hof developed, combined with the cold exposure, and then the mental piece, which is, you know, being able to control the mind to mm-hmm. understand what's a limiting belief and what's not.
I love that. All right. Yeah. So fun fact. So then you and your husband started your business. Tell me a little bit about how that works and the balance in that.
So our business is called Happy, Healthy Humanity. So really our mission statement is to help people live happier, healthier lives through a holistic lifestyle. Because not only do we teach this lifestyle, but we fully embody it. So we are both Czech practitioners. We're certified with Paul and Angie Czech in HLC1 Holistic Life Coach Certification. And so Paul Czech, being our teacher, we follow his six foundation principles, and our business is really based around the six pillars of holistic health, which are thinking, breathing, hydrating, eating, moving, sleeping, breathing. I think I said that, but so that's how we work.
What makes Ron different than your approach? And then we can segue into how you specifically work with a client, but how are you different?
So we're different because he helps to get the ball rolling. He's very more based off logic, and I'm more based off intuition, I think. Yep. He also is very intuitive, but he's got a system. What he has people do is take the health assessment questionnaire, which is a series of questions mm-hmm. about the way your lifestyle is now. But there's also things like, you know, a whole section about parasites and fungus. And some of the questions are kind of eye-opening for people. And it's a really big eye-opener to how you really feel. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of people think they feel good, but they don't know that they have never felt good, and they just think that that's normal.
I couldn't agree with you more. And then when you're sick, like you've experienced or I have, you know, you build an awareness around your body pretty quickly where you know when something's off, it's not normal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's true.
So how do you work with an individual then and sort of help to guide them through their holistic lifestyle, if they're looking to shift or grow, evolve?
So my expertise is a lot with in the kitchen. So recipes, teaching about what you don't want in your kitchen, and also finding different solutions for things that you think you would miss, mm-hmm. But maybe finding a healthier alternative. I work well with teaching people how to change their thinking patterns and how to realize that we are powerful, creative beings, and that we create our own reality. So the thinking aspect I'm really big into, and growing your own food and things like that. So I'm more of the intuitive piece, and my husband Ron is more of the pragmatic. Let's look at the results of what it is to have the lifestyle change, you know?
So who is your ideal client? Who do you typically work with or draw?
Since he's a dad and I'm a mom, we relate a lot with families. He's worked with people from a broad range of anywhere from my age, which is 37, on up to, you know, 60s or 70s. But I feel that our niche right now is kind of where we're at, especially for me as a mother. I feel like mothers are a really good fit for me.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about that, because I know in the community, you live in Gloucester, and I know in the community you've developed some really nice groups and support groups for holistic lifestyle and people who want to live that way and are looking for tips, et cetera, or just a common ground to support one another. So yeah. Talk to me about the support groups, I'll call them support groups, but community groups that you've created.
Okay. So I started a group called Holistic Families last March. So it was March of 2019. And because I kept meeting people who were living very similar lifestyles and making different choices like we were, living holistic lifestyles, following, a lot of us follow like a Weston A. Price diet. So we do like the raw milk and stuff like that. And it ended up now we're at like 30 plus people that are in that group just from, Gloucester. And so we really support each other. And anytime, you know, somebody, a kid gets bit with a tick, like, what do? What are your homeopath? What are your go-tos? What are your flu remedies? What do you do for an ear infection and things like that? Because all of these things do have natural solutions. And also another thing that I did that I've supported mothers with is, doing a raw milk formula if your milk supply is low, because we did that to supplement. And so that's, it's the Weston A. Price raw milk formula, that I've recommended to mothers over the years.
That's great to know. So tell me a little bit, about what you feel makes you unique in how you work. And I think, I mean, I could pick out a few things, but I'd love to hear from you, you know, your secret sauce and what you bring to the table that you would say, oh, this is what differentiates me from somebody else that might do something similar.
So what differentiates me, I think, more than anything is my ability to connect with people. I was a hairdresser for 17 years. So, I've been with clients behind the chair for 2 hours at a time, and have these people are still my friends to this day. So, and that was what made me a good hairdresser. It wasn't so much like how I did their hair, but it was my ability to connect with their humanness.
Yep.
And so I think that's my.
So yeah, I will say, because you're a little bit coming in and out. So I would say I love that part about the hairdresser.
Okay.
Because I think that I always, not joke, because I think it's true, but when a hairdresser is working you, they're working out of your chakra, you know? And so the ability, I think, for people to want to share and download with their hairdressers, I think becomes very natural, you know, everything they share. So you do sort of operate on a level of, you know, I'll say this in quotes, because obviously you're not a therapist, but I think inevitably a hairdresser people share quite a bit with of their lives.
Absolutely. Yeah, so and I know the right questions to ask to get people to open up to me.
Yeah, which is important in doing what you're doing now, because when it comes to people's health, it's a really vulnerable place and people can get very stuck and you need to be gentle around it. So yeah. I can appreciate that. So Sarah, I know that given that we all are sitting in a pandemic right now and trying to navigate sort of our new normal of what our lives might look like as we come through this, why don't you just speak to a little bit of, I mean, understanding how you could work virtually or what that could look like. Mm-hmm. But also you and I had a nice conversation pre-recording about just how you see the world. So maybe just speak to the virtual piece, which I think is obvious, but then also how you feel like you could pull that into your practice of helping people that are really just coming from a place of love and not fear. Because I like that. And it would be a nice thing for the audience to hear.
Okay, so the way that I'm viewing this timeline, this time period for humanity, is that it's an opportunity to shift into basically another dimension, the fifth dimension. And I think that that is a world that is anchored in love, in light, and not in fear. Mm-hmm. So I think as we awaken to our inner power as a collective humanity, I am going to be needed to respond to the questions that people have when they start awakening up to things that they didn't see before, mm-hmm. Whether it be about the world or themselves, because it's the truth is, you know, your inner truth and your outer truth. So that's what I think is, and that was all just from my heart, because that's where we have to come from, I think, in order to really change the world.
I think that's great. Well, Sarah, thanks so much for taking the time today to talk to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Talk soon. Hopefully I'll see you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Good. Bye.